And now to Washington, where the House is wrapping up its debate on the troop surge in Iraq. Throughout this marathon of speechifying, NPR's Mike Pesca has followed the arguments, the tactics, and especially the words.
Over 4 days of debate, passions have been commensurate with the issue, the war, but seem outsized when held up against what's actually under consideration. 97 words. A sentence, the first half of which is really a platitude. We support the troops. Congressional resolution as bumper sticker. Actually, that clause has been a sticking point. Surge proponents argue that there is no supporting the troops without reinforcing the troops. Underneath all this is a single word, patriotism. 92 times in the first 3 days of debate, a member of Congress has said patriotism, patriotic or unpatriotic. Overwhelmingly, the people saying it were Democrats and the dozen or so Republicans who support the resolution. They resent the accusation. Yesterday, North Carolina Democrat Mel Watt and New York Republican Peter King engaged in as much of a colloquy as House rules allow.
I am just sick and tired of people telling us that we are unpatriotic and not supportive of the troops.
Reclaiming my time, I never suggested unpatriotic. I said you're questioning the competency or the credibility of the commander in Iraq.
Some Democrats honestly feel that their patriotism is being questioned. Some Republicans honestly feel that that's ridiculous. It's their perception only. Here's Steve Booyer of Indiana.
I've not heard anybody on this side of the aisle call any of my Democratic colleagues unpatriotic. So the gentleman that just spoke protests too much. Maybe he has some deep feeling inside, has some guilt inside, perhaps. I don't know.
The doth protest too much argument, popular on playgrounds as the I know you are, but what am I gambit. To be fair to Mr. Booyer, though, you should hear the line that got his dander up. It was provided by Tim Ryan of Ohio.
Now, nobody questioned the Republican Party's patriotism, and nobody asked them if they supported the troops. Again, we called you incompetent, we said you were incapable, we said you were derelict of your duty, we said you should have provided oversight and you didn't, but we never called you unpatriotic. Now, enough of the unpatriotic business.
Sadly, the debate has dived towards these lows more than it's soared. But there have been moments of eloquence. For imagery, there was New York's John McHugh saying that in America, the tepid resolution will speak only in whispers. Whispers, he repeated. But in other lands, it will crash like thunder. On the other side of the debate was Texas's Al Green, who performed like an impassioned preacher. But not all of the impressive rhetoric was performance-based. Take Arizona's Jeff Flake. The rare congressman ready to acknowledge the weaknesses of the arguments being put forth by his side. Flake came out opposed to the resolution, but then went on.
This is not to say, however, that we shouldn't be having this discussion. Some have said that simply debating this resolution emboldens our enemies. Perhaps they are right. But we would not suspend due process in this country because it might embolden criminals. It is a price we're willing to pay.
It was one of the very rare examples of not just civility of tone, but of attempt at actual intellectual integrity rather than the soundbite-tailored zinger. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.